you for calling Orange Top Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
My name is Guillermo. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How can I assist you today?
I'm in Rhinebeck, and I'm trying to do the internet request the fiber service to be installed. Okay. But for some reason, I cannot do it through the website. I don't know what's happening. I mean, it stops and doesn't go through when I try to pay for.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to help you set up service. First, let me check to see if we do service your area. What is your address?
It's 61 North Parsonage Street in Rhinebeck, New York, 12577.
Okay, give me one moment, please. Let me just check for you, okay?
Yeah. You want to do it in your name, sir? You
want
to do it?
If you want me to do it?
Yeah. I'm going to pass it to my wife. She wants to do it in her name. Easy.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
All right, what you said the zip code was?
Excuse me?
The zip code for your address?
12572.
And you said it was 61 North Street?
North Parsonage, Parsonage Street.
Okay, 61 North Parsonage Street, Rhinebeck, New York.
Right.
All right, so yes, we're currently servicing the area. I can go ahead and sign you up for service. Is your location a home or business?
Home.
Okay, and are you interested in a specific service?
What is that?
So we do have the 1 gig fiber internet that is currently available and the 2 gig fiber internet.
Yeah, we want the 2.
You want the 2 gig?
Yes.
Okay. How big is your home?
The square footage?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
I'm just asking just to see if we could recommend you any Wi-Fi extender.
Well, can we add those later?
Yes, definitely you can. And also just to let you know, the 2 gig fiber internet is $99.99. But when you sign up for paperless billing and auto pay using your checking or savings account, you get an additional $10 off, okay?
Okay.
Sir, go ahead.
I already signed up for this, and I gave them my credit card, et cetera, and it seemed like it went through, so I may actually already be signed up.
Okay, hold on. Let me just check for you. Could you spell your name for me, please?
Sarah with an H.
And what's your last name, Sarah?
My last name is Hill, H-I-L-L.
All right, let me just check the system first.
3,150 square feet.
And did you sign up through the website?
Yes.
How long ago?
Oh, I don't know, a couple of days ago.
Oh, okay. Let me just check for you. Then you should definitely be in our system.
Somehow something went wrong.
So. Yeah, I'm not seeing you in our system. Did you get any email confirming your order?
Well, it said that I, you know, success or whatever in signing up, but then I didn't get anything. So maybe.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Not.
So, okay, that's fine. And if you did put your information in, that's fine. We don't charge you until the services are installed.
Okay.
All right.
I was just concerned that maybe I was signed up and, I don't know, I'd be signing up twice or something.
Yeah, so it's better to just do it with us. We would be able to give you an installation date and time. So that's okay. So just to go over the address, it's 61 North Parsonage Street, Rhinebeck, New York, 12572. Do you rent or own the property?
We own it.
How are your current utility wires feeding your home? Is it through the air or under the ground?
It's not under the ground.
It's through the air? Okay. Is your billing address different from your service address?
No, it's the same.
Okay. And you said your first name is Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, and last name is Hill, H is in Hill, I-L-L.
Right.
What's your email address?
Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, C, Hill, 60, at gmail.com. So like Sarah Chill 60.
Okay. So it's SARAHCHILL60 at gmail.com.
Yes.
Primary phone number, please.
845-475-7390.
Okay. Do you want to add a secondary phone number?
Sure. 845-475-7389.
Okay. Give me one moment, please. All right. And how may we contact you? Phone, email, or text?
Email.
You said you want us to contact you via email?
Yes.
Okay. Only email? Do you want it to be phone?
Email and text would be great, both.
Okay. Okay. All right. No problem. So just to read some disclosures for the text and email. For the text, at ArtShop Fiber, we can notify customers via text message with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you would be able to confirm your installation appointment via text, and let me assure you that you only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisement on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yeah.
And for the email address, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails.
Okay.
All right. And just to go over the order, you have a home location. You're interested in getting the 2 gig fiber internet for $99.99. You're not interested in any extenders at the moment, nor the phone service. Your service address is 601 North Parsonage Street, Rhinebeck, New York, 12572. You own the property. Your utility wires are through the air, and your billing address is not different from your service address.
Right. Our house is 3,000 square feet.
Oh. Then we usually do recommend that you do get at least 2 extenders for the home so that you can provide a larger bandwidth so that you're able to use the internet efficiently throughout the home. But with the extenders, it's an additional $7.99.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Do you want to add the extender, or do you still just want to wait?
No, we'll add the extender.
How many extenders would you want me to add?
I mean, how many do you think we need?
I'm sorry?
How many do you think we need?
Yes, for a 3,000 square foot home, I would suggest having 2.
All right.
Okay. Okay, and just to let you know, for each extender is an additional $7.99 per month.
Okay.
Okay. So the total would be $115.97. Is that okay?
Okay. Mhm.
All right. Give me one moment, please.
Here, Jim, we'll get this. It's Christina. Go over there. Tell her the whole story.
All right, so as part of our order process, we'll need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass.
this is what they asked me to do online. That's what I'm saying. Are you sure I'm not registered? Because that's what it asked me. It asked me all the credit check, and I put in my Social Security and the whole thing. And I gave my credit card, everything.
Checking the system, no. I'm not seeing where you are signed up with us.
Okay. I just want to make sure it's the same. Like, they don't have a separate, and they're not a separate entity from you, are they, when you apply online?
No, it's still through us. Maybe there was an error that happened, but no. That's not the case. And for the soft credit check, it will not affect your credit. And we do take the Social Security number, but it's not registered on file. It's just to do the check, and then it's gone.
All right.
All right. Could I have the Social Security number, please?
080-38-6813.
All right, thank you for that information. One moment, please. All right, so no deposit is required. You're good to go there. And Archtop Fiber offers a discount for enrolling in auto paying, paperless billing. Can I sign you up? That is where you get the $10 off for using your checking or savings account.
Yes.
Okay. And if you want to use your credit or debit card, it's just $5 off. So you still want to stay to the checking or savings?
Yes.
Okay. Would you be using a checking account or a savings account?
A checking account.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, provide the routing number and the account number.
And this is $10 off monthly?
That is correct.
Okay.
Just a minute.
Okay.
It's okay.
The routing number.
Uh-huh.
Okay. 221-971-015.
And the account number?
01-000-77-221.
And what's the name on the account?
Sarah C. Hill.
P as in Paul?
What?
P or C? The middle initial.
C.
And you said it's a checking account?
Yes.
And do you authorize? I'm sorry?
There's another name on it. There's two names on this account. You probably need both, right?
Yes, what is the author name?
Guillermo, Guillermo. And then the last name is Fesser. F as in Frank, Esser.
Okay, it's just allowing me to only add the one name.
Oh, all right. Well, then Sarah Hill.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and say that. All right. And how did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
Because you dug the holes in front of my house to install the lines.
Oh, okay. All right. And is there anything that the installer should be aware of on your property, like a buried wire, septic tank?
Well, it depends where they're going to put it in. There's a drainage one, but I'll be here. They should ring the doorbell.
Okay. We always do recommend that someone be home when we're doing the installation. Let's see. Okay. So all I need to do now is finish up your order and go over a couple of disclosures and then set an installation date and time, all right? So just to go over the disclosures, at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect to your service. They may install the drop cable, that is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network, at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. And do you currently have a current provider?
Yes, Spectrum.
To maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for on-return equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of services or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in our Archtop online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes. You know, I know what you're saying, but the next time when you read this, you should read it slower, because it's hard for me to understand you.
I truly do apologize.
I mean, it must be boring for you, I understand, but it's kind of, you go really quickly. I got you.
All right, I do apologize, yes, I'm sorry. So to set an installation date and time, the earliest we do have available is on August 15th.
That's fine.
What time works for you? We have 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 1 p.m., 3 p.m.
That's fine.
10 a.m.?
Yes.
All right. So August 15th, 2024, at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., please confirm your appointment.
Yes.
And the name is Sarah Hill. The email address is sarahchill60@gmail.com. And the phone number is 845-475-7390.
Yes.
Okay. All right. To know that
when you come in and install this, then I need to contact Spectrum and cancel. Is
yes,
that correct?
That is correct. Just to maintain consistent connection, we usually do recommend that. Wait until it's installed before you cancel with your previous provider.
So it'll be installed when the guy comes, or the girl, or whoever. It'll be up and running, because I want it to be running when they're here.
Yes.
And then, okay. Good.
So the same day that they do come to do the installation, before they leave, the internet would be up and running.
Okay, good. Great.
All right. So you'll be receiving two emails from Archtop Fiber. One will be the confirmation of the order, and there would be another email just to invite you to sign into your Archtop Fiber account. And that is basically where you can get to manage your account, pay your bill, and review and accept your terms of services, okay?
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
No problem. Okay. Is there anything else I can assist you with before you go?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
No problem, Sara. It was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.
I have one question.
Okay, go ahead.
So then in order to for me to get other services, for example, then I won't have any television service because I have it right now through Spectrum.
Uh-huh. So as it relates to, we don't have cable services, so we usually recommend our customers to do get streaming services. So if you do have a, you can have a Roku, an Amazon Fire Stick. If you do go on the website under residential and click on streaming, and then you go, you scroll down to where you set, where you see ready, set, stream, you can view the guide, and then it can show you the different devices that you can get to stream.
All right. Okay. I'm going to ask the guy. Okay. Thank you.
No problem. It was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one. And thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. All right.
Bye.